This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome in, everybody, and welcome back to the Liga MX podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm your host, Cooper, and next to me, as always, is my good friend, RJ, and we are back with more Liga MX games, more picks, more analysis. We are off of a 1-1 week, but still, in the grander scheme of things, we're on a nice 10-3 run at the moment. Liga MX playoffs are officially here. We got round one kicking off with the first eight teams. The top four teams have gotten a bye, so we'll get to them here in a week or two after we get through these round one single leg playoff games. But we're excited about it, excited to be here and talk about it. And how we doing, RJ?
I'm doing good, Cooper. It's good to be back. You know, we've had a good, strong finish to this regular season, and looking forward to the playoffs to begin. Couple legs, so we'll have probably at least 3-4 weeks of matches to close out the season. So I'm ready to get into it.
Absolutely. And we've mentioned before, playoffs last year was actually when we started the show and we had a really good run. So that's been a strong suit for us. Hopefully we'll keep it going. Already mentioned we're on a good run at the moment and we've got eight games. We've got four games and we're going to talk about two of those games, starting with, an exciting game between Cruz Azul and León, and that's RJ's game. So if you want to get into it, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll take us away. So the one and only play I'll be on for this weekend is on Saturday night at 10:15 Eastern time. Cruz Azul versus Club León. You know, these two teams met a couple weeks ago, and Cruz Azul, won that match 2-1. And, I don't expect León to play conservative here. But I do expect them to, to know or realize that once they get home, they do have a very good chance to take points. They're a very strong home side. So, Cruz Azul at home have scored 2+ goals in 5 out of their last 6 matches. They've won 4 matches and are riding, in great form as we speak, heading into the playoffs. León are coming off 2 goal fests, a 3-1 win against Querétaro and a draw against Tijuana 2-2. Both those matches were at home for them. So, with playoffs, right, is a little different animal, so to speak. And for the most part, like most plays, this play is solely based off stats. But I think, Cruz Azul realized the importance of getting points here. And it's simply because of how tough and how strong it is to play on the road against León. León are a completely different side, especially this season at home than on the road. On the road, they're, I'd call them very poor compared to their home form. They've averaged 2.17 goals against over the last 6 matches, losing 5 out of the last 6 on the road. So Cruz Azul really got to look at this as an opportunity to bag some goals, take the points. And, from a stat perspective, Cruz Azul averaging 1.83 goals for, 1.33 against. They have not failed to score, and they've only kept a clean sheet in 1 out of their last 6. So, strong from a goal scoring perspective. As I said, they're averaging around 2. And León on the road have averaged 1 goal for and just over 2 goals against. They've kept a clean sheet, they have not kept a clean sheet in the last 6, and they've only failed to score in 1 out of the last 6. So you put that together, right? Both sides consistently have scored in their respective home and away spots. They very rarely keep clean sheets. And because of this setup, with León going home, going to be strong, I expect Cruz Azul to really take it to León, which effectively will, I think, open up the match. So I'm going to be on over 2.5 goals at -125 here.
Yeah, right on. This is one that I also circled when I originally looked at the slate that looked like it could be a really fun match. I think the over 2.5 is a good look here. I'm assuming that both teams to score is probably juiced. But even with it being juiced, I probably prefer the over here in case somebody runs away with it. Say, you know, like you said, you know, this game is going to be in Mexico City at the Azteca, which is elevation's always an issue there. It's a tough place to play for visitors that come in. So there is the off chance that maybe Cruz Azul carries this total. But the big story for Cruz Azul has been a complete 180 with this season so far. They started the season out very poorly. They looked like, you know, definitely a manager's going to get sacked.
Yep.
Definitely they're not going to make the playoffs. And this is a big, like, powerful, you know, this is one of the big four in Mexico. So, but this season has really taken a 180. Like I mentioned, after they sold Santiago Jimenez, everybody basically thought the season was over. But Raul Erasto Gutierrez has stepped up as the new manager 7 matches ago. Formerly at Real España, which is a really good club in Honduras, has been for a long time. He was there for like 20 years. He comes in, he was coaching the under 20 Cruz Azul team for a while for the first half of the season. Then he comes in as the manager now. So it's his show. Since he's come in, a little bit of a formation change, a little bit of a personnel change with who he's got in the game. 7 games, and they've scored 2 or more goals in every single game since he's been the manager. So they have worked their way all the way up to the number 7 team in the standings. So this should be a really fun one, man. I mean, I like León. We've backed them a lot on overs as well. We've talked about how good Diorio has been since he's come into Liga MX. So really good attacking talent here. I don't get the sense that this is going to be a draw type game. I don't think these teams are equipped to come in and try to play for 1-1. I just don't think it's going to happen. These teams are attacking sides, and 2 of the more exciting sides in Liga MX. So I agree with you here that over 2.5 is a good look.
Yeah, glad you agree. And as you said, it's got the potential for an open match. And I think both teams to score was around -160. I think I also did like, and I considered Cruz Azul team total over 1.5 at +105.
Yep.
But I stayed away from that solely because I think this is a better play because, you know, Club León could very well.
They could pop off, yeah.
Pop off and lead the way here. I don't anticipate that, but I expect both teams to get on the board, but at -160, that's not a realistic number that I could play. So
yeah,
I chose the over.
I like the over better, and neither of these defensive units are trustworthy. So
right.
You know, either team could potentially carry this over. With that on the books, I'll move into my play for round 1 of the Liga MX playoffs. I'm going to the game between Toluca and Juarez. I'm going to be taking Juarez double chance here at +105. And this game is going to be at Toluca. So, look, Toluca started the season 6-2-1 in their first 9. Okay. Everybody was backing them. I was watching these guys. I was looking at the numbers. I was watching them play, and I was saying they're overachieving. Like there's no way that these guys are going to be able to maintain this throughout the entire year. Now they've only won 1 game in their last 8 matches. So, they clearly haven't maintained it. But with that being said, it's against Juarez. This is their first playoff berth in a really long time. If not ever, I'll actually have to double check that. But I think Toluca is going to be a super, super popular pick this weekend. I think people are going to be all over Toluca. They're at home. You know, they're playing Juarez. I think Toluca is going to be a very public side in this match. And I don't think that – I think that's – not only is it square, but I don't think it's the sharp side in this instance. I think Juarez is probably the sharp side here at plus money to at least have a draw after 90 minutes. We talked about Juarez early in the season. They made some big additions, including Darwin Machis came over from La Liga, the La Liga side, Granada. Gabriel Fernandez, also a former La Liga guy from Celta Vigo, leads the team with 6 goals. And then they've got Jesus Duenas, formerly at Tigres. So they finally got all 3 of those guys healthy now. They're creating chances. Since Darwin Machis has gotten healthy, He started the last four games for Juarez, and they've created 11 big chances in those four games, which is a lot more than they've been creating most of the year up until then. But they obviously were good enough to sneak into the playoffs. They finished number 11 in the standings. And a statistic that may surprise some people is that Juarez is number two in expected goals allowed this year, tied with Tigres and tied with Monterrey, only behind Pachuca when it comes to that defensive category. So this is a team that's been defensively sound for a couple of years now. Now they've got their big dogs up top. They can score some goals. I like Juarez to be able to go on the road here at Toluca and get a result.
And you said the play was plus 0.5?
Yeah, double chance, basically.
Double chance, okay. Yeah. At plus 105. All right, good. Yeah, I you know, from a stat perspective, looking at this, you know, it's little left to be desired, but I see where you're heading here. And obviously I think, you know, with Machis joining and actually playing now, their matches are tight, right?
Yeah.
Over the course of this whole season, 1-0, 1-1, you know, 1-0. Right, as I should say, probably. And it's you know, coming off a 3-1 win against Pumas, you know, tight matches against Monterrey, like some strong sides. You know, I can see why you like this here.
Yeah.
And at that price, leg one especially, you know, you gotta expect them to really try to take it to Toluca here.
Absolutely. And one more thing to mention here. Regarding Toluca, they've allowed 15 big chances in their last four home matches combined. So this is a team that had really peaked at the beginning of the year, like probably mid season that these guys peaked. And Juarez has just gotten better and better, and they figured out who they are. They finally got their pieces in place. I think this is a 1-1 is a real possible result here. Obviously, Toluca is going to be fired up at home. You know, first round of the playoffs. So Juarez will have to weather that storm, but we've seen them do it a lot this year. They play that low block, and now they've got their guys that they can counter you with. So yeah, really like this spot. And I like your spot too. But with that, that is our two official predictions for this week's Liga MX podcast. And hopefully we can keep the wins going. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Make sure you're following us on Twitter. At the handle is Because We Win. Occasionally have some bonus content for you on there. And that's all I got. Anything from you, RJ?
No, appreciate everybody tuning in. I guess I will throw out. I mean, I have a play. I posted it for tomorrow. This video should be out by then, but I'm on the Santos Laguna Pachuca U20 league. Okay. It's a league that I've kind of caught on to over the last 3 to 4 months. And it's a really strong league for goals.
Huh.
And I'm on over three there. So I mean, if you guys watch this and you know, you jump on, you might see I posted it, but it's an official play for me. So
fantastic.
It's something I really like as well.
Excellent. Yeah, we need like some sound effects for like a bonus play, you know, when we get bonus plays on the show. But
and we'll work on that.
Yeah, we'll talk to the boss about that, but all right. Well, appreciate that. And enjoyed it, RJ, as always. And to the listeners and viewers out there, we will be back next week with more playoff predictions for Liga MX. And see you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.